Now, an Australian mining company is predicting a West Coast mining town could be sitting on a huge supply of a valuable mineral used in everything from mobile phones to solar panels and electric vehicles. Mining company Siren Gold recently made the discovery and say up to 5% of the world's supply of antimony could be there. 80% of the global supply currently comes from Russia and China. Bulimia, Jamie Klein joins us now for more on this. Hi there.
Good morning.
Tell us about this antimony that is in your area.
Look, well, who knew, right? The Reefton mining industry was once again going to be receiving international attention, as it did in the 1870 gold rush started in Reefton, was a subject of the London Stock Exchange, and once again, antimony is putting Reefton back on the international map.
So Siren Gold is wanting to mine there. Is it making an application? Is this something that would be fast-tracked? Is it already underway? Where are you at?
Look, I'm not too sure on whether the company are participating in the fast-track opportunities, but certainly they've indicated a sort of 3 to 5 year program of work to bring the mine to life. And there's some earlier projects with other companies happening in the area already. So the pipeline of minerals extraction and developments in Reefton looks pretty solid for the coming couple of decades probably.
In terms of mining, is this a similar process to gold mining? What does the mineral actually look like? How do you get it out of the ground?
My understanding is it used to be sort of an annoying byproduct when they were trying to mine gold, and so it's somehow bound or in the same ore as what the gold resource itself is. So I understand they sort of mine the two together, but I'm certainly no expert on that. So these are underground mines as well. Low impact to the above ground environment and the like, but massive benefit to New Zealand and the Buller and West Coast economy.
There are concerns, though, about water quality and toxicity around that kind of mining. What do you have any concerns about how the environmental impact would be managed?
Oh, look, of course, all those things need to be carefully managed and considered. And I think we're fortunate now in modern times to be far more aware of the impacts of those kinds of things and the types of measures and methods around mining that can better control those negative outcomes from mining. So it's not the 1870s anymore, and certainly a lot of lessons have been learnt over many years of mining on the West Coast.
Do you have a dollar value on what might be buried there?
Look, no, I don't. I've really only seen the media on that, but certainly it appears to be a significant find, not only for New Zealand, but certainly for the Western countries, and pretty exciting that Reefton can play its little part in the green economy going forward.
Appreciate your time this morning. That was Bulimia Jamie Klein.